On 107.5 FM, felixstowradio.org.uk, or via your smart speaker in association with Astral Global Logistics. This is Felixstowe Radio.
You're listening to Felixstowe Radio 107.5, and we're going to try and do you, for the those listening at home, live commentary of the procession. And we're outside Specsavers and Evolve Cakes and Desserts. And up the front, as always, the Suffolk Fire and Rescue Service in their fire truck. And if I can get a wave. And I've got Pete with me as well. So if I cut out, Pete can take over. Excellent. And following the fire truck is the band of the... We heard them earlier. It's the Vasil Exchange Band. You can hear that going on over the airwaves, I believe.
To them as we go by.
Coming across all right? Is that coming through all right? Sorry? Is that coming through the radio all right? Yeah, excellent. So we've got the band just gone past there, and coming up is the Secret Garden, because this year the theme is all about books of the world. And it's the, oh, it's the princess, the Carnival Queen.
They're in the Secret Garden. Have you ever read that book, Jamie?
I have indeed.
I haven't.
Many, many years ago, Pete.
Yes, the princesses are waving. And they're waving just for you at home on Felixstowe Radio.
And the royal party being hauled by Adscape Landscape Design Construction Maintenance. It's mine work. It's mine coming through. Yeah, cool.
Now followed by a couple of policemen on motorbikes.
It's a bit like Chips, Pete. Remember Chips? California Highway Patrol. Do you remember Saturday afternoons?
No. I'm a lot older than you, mate.
Fair enough.
And they've come to a halt. And we're not sure why.
Having a rest.
So what was Chips short for, Jamie?
California Highway Patrol.
Oh, right, no.
Yeah, CHP with the I and the S on the end.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I American don't remember drama. That. You younger viewers may know that. Do you remember that, young Auntie Vera?
I do. And by the way, hello, Emma.
And the procession seems to have come to a halt.
She was taught by classical Anne when she was 5.
What's her name, sorry?
Emma.
Anna. Hello, Anna. Oh,
Pete, they're not Emma. Police bikes, Pete. They're blood donation.
Ah, right. Okay, I have got it wrong. They are blood donation. I should have recognised them. I see them every 4 months. Why have they come to a stop, Jamie?
Fireman there, Mr. David Edwards, walking along with his bucket. That's harder than you think doing this commentary, like, isn't it?
Wait.
No. Yeah.
But it's good, though.
Yes, and at least the people at home can have a little bit of an understanding.
Yeah, get a bit of the atmosphere. And the crowd are going mad.
Did you know it's almost compulsory to be hard of hearing if you are a presenter on Felixstowe Radio? Did you know that?
Yes, I'll wait till I get that stage.
Oh, we've got some... is that another royal party there, Pete, do you think?
Yes, they're from Vasil, aren't they? Twing Town.
Yes.
And very beautiful costumes. How would you describe their costumes, Anne?
Very colourful, beautiful shades of red and white and gold. I'm particularly admiring the feathers in the headdress.
What sort of feathers are they?
Very long ones, not peacocks.
Peacock?
If anybody can tell me what bird the feathers are from, I'll buy them a cup of coffee.
I would have said peacock.
I'd go peacock. Oh, and there's the Suffolk and Cambridgeshire Blood Service who had the bikers earlier.
Oh, yes, of course. I thought they were the police. Yes. But then when you get my age, you go funny. You get things muddled up. Yeah, the Vasil Association, and they're throwing sweets. And is there one for us?
The oohs and ahs there. We're being thrown sweets by the Vasil Association, our twin town. And the first sighting, because it's World Book theme, our first sighting of Where's Wally? Where's Wally? Outside Specsavers.
That's another film I've not seen.
No.
Have you?
I read the book.
Oh, right. There was a book, was there?
No words, Peter. No words. And what we got here behind them? Oh, it's still part of the association. Could you tell me the other town we're twinned with?
I can't remember, to be honest.
Salzwedel.
Oh, yes, yes. I remember seeing it on the post now, yep.
But we don't seem to do as much with them as we do Vasil.
No. I think we've been with Vasil, or twinned with Vasil, far longer, haven't we?
Yes. I've been to Vasil. Lovely place.
I've never been to Vasil. I've been to Germany.
Yeah.
I even went to Germany when there was still a wall up.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Remember it well.
Right.
Can I just say the marshals are doing an excellent job.
What we got?
We're very grateful to these people who are volunteers.
We're trying to do the commentary
like
here, so those of you at home,
the marshals
are
doing a marvellous job.
But it's stop starts, and we've got all on the move again now. What we got here?
I couldn't agree more. Without them, we'd have no carnival. So hear, hear to the marshals.
Bit of a disco going on here.
Then we've got Polos, Twirlers.
The old Majorettes.
Majorettes, yep. Doing their stuff.
I was in a Majorette troupe once. Me, honestly. It was the Spinettes many, many years ago, and they had a band.
Right.
Played in the band.
And what did you play?
I was allowed to play the triangle.
Right.
When I was only allowed to ding it once every 10 minutes.
Okay.
So I had no rhythm whatsoever.
But did you manage to keep to those 10 minutes?
Probably not.
Did I tell you I played a T-chest bass recently?
A chest bass?
A T-chest bass.
Oh, okay. Is that
with the Quarrymen?
Fantastic. And if you listen to Felix O Radio, Pete is working on a Quarrymen special. I don't know if I've just given away a secret there or put
I
him under pressure
indeed.
To produce
yeah, yep.
it.
The Port of Felixstowe moving to net zero. We are reducing emissions to benefit all in the local community.
Promoting electric cars,
Hello.
Electric tractors.
What's your name?
Charlie.
Nice to meet you, Charlie. Are you enjoying the carnival?
You don't need to shout.
Absolutely.
Good. Well done, mate. That's good.
You got your wish. You had a little word on the radio, didn't you? Good boy. Thank you very much.
So who do you support, Charlie? Who do you support? Never heard of them. Well done, mate.
Take care.
And we've got the Port of Felixstowe workers handing out some flags
something.
Here.
Hi.
What's your name?
Kelsey.
Nice to meet you, Kelsey. Are you enjoying the carnival procession?
Yeah.
Let's hope it stays dry, yeah?
Good. Cool.
And now we have plenty of bubbles in the air, don't we? Is it West Ham?
West Ham blow bubbles, don't they?
They do indeed.
Yeah.
No, it's not West Ham. It's Level 2, who Sharon spoke to earlier. With the Darren Aitchinson, I believe.
Deputy Mayor?
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. And there's a man with an Essex cap on.
Is it?
Well, it looks like he's got an Essex
cap
on.
Oh, yes.
We've got three sea axes.
That's Level 2, the youth programme.
Yeah, but is that an Essex cap he's got on? Is that an Essex cap you've got on, sir? Can you hear me?
He can't hear. He's looking at us like... Oh, it might be... Yes, he is. Essex Cricket Club, I think.
Like mine.
Same as yours.
Indeed.
Did I tell you I'm a Kent fan?
Say again?
Kent are my team.
Kent?
Kent.
Kent, sorry.
Kent, yes.
Sorry, mate. I'm very deaf, you know. And these are...
These are... Oh, let's have a little look. Anglia Trust, it says there.
Okay.
What have we got on the back here? Anglia Care Trust, Pete.
Sorry, I couldn't hear what they are.
Anglia Care Trust.
Well done. That was Annie, especially all the way from Old Felixstowe. And now we have some learners. Benson School of Motoring. Other motoring schools are available.
I think we've got the Air Cadets coming up, Pete.
Okay, the Air Cadets.
Oh, and it's a slight spittle of rain here in Felixstowe, opposite Evolved and Specsavers. Hopefully it'll hold off. What have we got coming up here? Oh, and another majorette.
What majorettes are they, Jamie?
More majorettes.
Name of?
Twilights.
Good old Twilights.
Twilight Twirlers.
The Twirlers. The next lorry is Bagpuss. I've never read any Bagpuss stories. Have you, Anne?
I have watched it on the telly.
Have you read the books?
I don't think I have. I have to be honest, Pete. I will make it my next piece of homework.
Oh, that's a good thing. I shall check up on you to make sure you have.
I will go to Treasure Chest Bookshops, though other bookshops are available.
Indeed they are.
Old Felixstowe Nursery, this one, Pete.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't think I've got anybody that I know on there. But we'll wave anyway. And they've come to a standstill.
What book are these then, Pete? I can see Mr. Wolf's Pancakes, Ed and Bunny. I think they've got quite a lot of different books on display here, haven't they?
Dear Zoo from the Zoo.
Oh, okay.
Don't know that one.
No, I'm not aware of that one.
No, I don't know that one.
Enid Blyton's My Limit with kids' books, I think.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I used to read Rupert the Bear.
Oh, yes. What we got?
No, we're still standing still outside of Tesco's, Specsavers, Evolved, etc. Next to the triangle, opposite the triangle.
I must say Poundland as well and Leaders because they're all in
indeed,
a row.
Indeed, I quite agree.
And behind us, we have the cinema. Fruits and Flowers.
I'm just amazed at the number of books this float is covering.
How many are there?
Well, I would say probably up to 50 books.
Right. And you've counted those very quickly.
We have Dear Zoo, we have Owl Babies, we have The Tiger Who Came to Tea, we have The Very Hungry Caterpillar.
Oh, I think they've got The Hungry Caterpillar.
A treasure pirate book.
Yeah, I know The Hungry Caterpillar. I have read that to my grandchildren and my children.
What we got? We got...
Well, Anne reckons there's 50 books on there at least.
I reckon Anne could be right. Well,
yeah, she has
I know
counted
Anne's right.
Them.
I've never known Anne to be wrong, to be
no,
fair.
No. But maths is not her strong point, but she can count up to 50.
Excellent. There might be 51 or 2 then. Excellent. And that's the Old Felixstowe Nursery on the move, followed by, let's have a little look, the Carnival Association. Shaking their bucket. And we need people to put money in these buckets because without the donations from the people of the town, the carnival won't happen.
No, indeed. We're so lucky to have this wonderful carnival procession. So many towns haven't.
I feel very sorry for the
and we've got the
choose the best.
We've got a gentleman from Stowmarket Carnival here to say a few words. Hello, sir.
Hello.
You're going out live on Felixstowe Radio.
It's not easy being a judge. And now we have some...
Oh, I've got Stowmarket Council... There we go, Stowmarket.
Stowmarket Carnival.
Okay. So, when was your carnival, sir?
Our carnival was last week. We had a massive procession, just a huge weekend. And it's in Stowmarket, which is sort of it's an inland carnival. It's the only inland carnival in Suffolk.
I think with yourselves and us, I don't think there's many more in Suffolk that actually do carnivals now, is there?
You've got Alba, you've got Bungay, or Beckles. And starting this year, and it really should be supported, 17th of August. You've got Lowestoft. They're starting a new carnival this year.
Oh, fantastic. Lowestoft Carnival.
Lowestoft
superb.
Carnival.
Thanks for your time, sir.
Yeah, support Lowestoft Carnival. Stowmarket Carnival. Yeah. And retiring Shammy from Bombay Nights. Good luck to you, Shammy.
Shammy retiring. That makes me feel very old.
Yes.
That is behind them, Eastern Community Assistance Team. What do these are? They event marshalling, event support.
All right.
Healthcare providers.
Volunteers today. Volunteer today. They need volunteers.
I'm going to listen back to this, Pete. It could be car crash radio.
It could be indeed, Jamie.
What else we got going on? Who's that gentleman there waving? High-fiving the kids, fantastic. And we must also say, not just the people who actually take part, the people who give their time up and supply their vehicles as well, because we need the vehicles, don't we?
Yes, and it just doesn't happen overnight, does it? A lot of planning goes into it. So well done them. Do you support them?
Another majorette troop? All come to a stop again? Here we go. Supernova majorette, someone's feet.
Supernova, that's the third majorette group today.
And I'll doff my cap to the majorettes because most of the people are on vehicles. These, like, kids walking. I don't know how long it is. Is it 2 miles? 3 miles?
Probably, yeah, it's about that. But yeah. It seems longer, actually, because you're walking very slowly.
Yeah, and you've got to perform.
Yeah, and it's not just walking, like you say. It's dancing. It's synchronised dancing to a beat in unison. I take my hat off to them.
I agree with you. Now, this could be the football club.
I think this is Felixstowe Walton.
And this could be where my grandson and granddaughter are on. So watch out for Charlie and Jesse. Charlie! And here we have Charlie. Charlie from Felixstowe Walton.
And there's Felixstowe Walton.
Charlie!
And I've just been hit on the head by a sweet.
Say again, mate.
I've just been hit on the head by a sweet.
Oh, right. Doesn't seem to make any impression.
None whatsoever. Just bounced off. Our next one, I think they're representing Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Indeed.
It's Rose Care. Professional,
yes.
Reliable. Flexible and caring.
Uh-huh. Now we have some walkers all dressed up.
I think we've got Willy Wonka coming up here, Pete.
Ah, yeah, Peewit Caravan Park. They always put in a good show. There we have Alliance. Can you tell us the name of the lion?
Bob.
Bob. Well done, Bob.
Got the lion?
Shout their names. Yeah, we have some Oompa Loompas. Very well done, Peewit Caravan Club. And now we have some trick cyclists.
That was my mother-in-law in bed there as one of the buckets.
Sorry?
Yeah, that was my mother-in-law, Alison.
You're not being rude.
No.
Yeah, I'm just checking.
Yeah, she's...
And there's Willy Wonka himself.
He looked more like an Oompa Loompa. I shouldn't say that. He might listen to the repeat of this. So, those of you at home, I hope you're enjoying this ad hoc commentary that myself and Pete Seven are doing.
Yeah, we've got some monocycles.
Oh.
I do admire them on that. Bad enough staying afloat on two wheels.
Yeah. Oh, hello.
And we have a listener in the crowd. Good old Steve. Hello, Steve. Listening to Felixstowe Radio. Live commentary from the Triangle.
He stood outside Tesco's.
Now we have a dinosaur going past. A Tyrannosaurus Rex.
If that dinosaur goes away, is that one of my dinosaurs is missing? That's the book, isn't it?
I've never seen that film.
Ah.
Or the book.
What have we got coming up here? That's
Jurassic Park.
Thank Tesco.
You. What's
your name? Jackson.
Tesco I think Express.
Jackson, I think that might be Jurassic Park.
Thanks a lot. Thank you. Now we know better.
Tesco's are doing 101 Dalmatians, Pete.
Uh-huh. Got some Oompa Loompas on there as well, surely.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm sure it's an Oompa Loompa.
Are you enjoying the carnival? She doesn't want to say yes or no, but she just put a thumbs up. Excellent.
Now we have a little bit of a gap. But the carnival is still, procession is still continuing.
What have we got coming up? Oh, there's... a couple of county councillors? No,
yeah, I see town the ex-mayor there, Sharon Harkin.
There's
Sharon
Amanda.
Love Felix, though. And Amanda Foley. Hey!
And... Councillor James Haxley.
Thanks, Sharon.
Hello, sir.
Hello, Sharon.
Say hello to the people of Felix on Felix Stone Radio.
Hello, everyone. Enjoy the day.
Thank you very much, sir. All right, Amanda. Bearing up. Good girl.
Now, as you can hear, we have the great samba band from Ipswich.
Oh, here come one of my favourites now, Pete, the old samba dancers.
And mine.
Can you hear the music there, people? It's the samba dancers. Absolutely fantastic. Good, Pete. Lady there in the wheelchair, they've had it adapted so she can play the drums from a wheelchair. That's superb, isn't it?
Incredible.
That's superb.
It's good to see it being very inclusive.
Yeah. And that is, of course, the Suffolk School of Samba.
And brilliant they are, too.
Makes you want to tap your feet, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. Makes me want to dance, mate.
I won't go that far. Looks like the weather's just holding off.
Half an hour, it's still going.
Yeah.
Not quite finished yet. Marvellous procession.
And you're listening to all live on Felixstowe Radio 107.5 FM, or indeed on Catch Up a little bit later.
And what do you think to the carnival procession?
This seems very good so far. I've seen a bit so far, yeah.
How are you, Mike?
I'm fine, thank you. A bit hot and sticky.
Yes, aren't we all?
Yeah.
It is quite warm, isn't it?
Yeah. It is.
I don't know if we're going to get any rain, Mike.
I think give it a few seconds, you might get some.
Oh, well, let's hope it can wait for a while, anyway. Yeah, yeah. You look very well.
Thank you very much yourself, too.
Thank you.
A bit bronzed.
Yes, I feel hot. And here we have I Am Team GB. I Am Team GB.
Is that
127 Vintage?
Martial arts of some sort?
Ah, could be.
Well, they're lazy and just still wearing their dressing gowns.
Yes, looks like it. Martial arts of some description.
Yeah. Oh, more majorettes, Pete?
Yes, the fourth group today.
Let's see their name.
The Silver Gems. Blues. Our fourth majorette group.
You got that before me, Pete. Your eyes must be better than mine.
Is this a Here's Where's Wally coming up? Striped red and white.
There he is.
So if you're looking for Where's Wally, he's here. Outside of Tesco's, Specsavers, Evolved, Leaders, Poundland.
Oh, Hubbard Domestic Appliances. That's why he's dressed up as a tumble dryer.
Ah, right. So he's half a Wally.
Yes. I think,
and they're still coming.
I think they've just opened a shop up in Woodbridge, Walton. Walton.
No, that's Felixstowe Heating.
Is it?
Yes. Other heating companies are available.
Of course. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, there's lots of Wally's here.
All dressed up as washing machines, tumble dryers.
Yeah, I can see five. At least.
Thank God Wally finally has a job.
Say again.
Thank God Wally finally has a job.
Well, yes. Didn't he ever have a job?
No.
Oh, right.
Do you know for 100% certain he didn't have a job?
No, because he's always hiding.
Yeah, maybe he's hiding from his boss, who's horrible.
Do you know the story then?
Where's Wally?
It's
not really a story. It's just like, it's a big picture.
Right.
And he's in it and you've got to find him.
Oh, right.
Where's Wally? So it's like, Spot the Ball, but for a bloke dressed up.
Well, I remember Spot the Ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we have Fair Trade. Yeah, support Fair Trade. Alan Muckle there, Mitchell. Yes, do support Felixstowe Fair Trade.
Oh, here come the overall possession winner.
Uh-huh. And who are they?
So this one now coming has won. They also were the Group B winner. They're Foggies Theatre Group.
Ah, we know Foggies.
Well done to Foggies.
Yeah, well done, Foggies. Well done, Foggies. Do support the Foggies.
Looks like a bit of Dr. Seuss there at the start.
Hey. Yeah.
Yep.
Hold on, Foggies. The overall winners.
That's Felixstowe Opportunity Group and the little ones out of the Foggies. What have we got here, Pete? We've got a picture being taken here. Let's lean in. That's been live commentary on Felixstowe Radio.
I think I've just spotted another gangster granny on the Foggies float.
Not another gangster granny. Ta-da.
What's that cart from, Luke?
Who knows?
Oh, yeah, it's all Dr. Seuss. That's got to be one of his stories. My favourite's probably the Grinch, because my family think I am him.
Oh, I like Dr. Seuss. I used to read them to my children.
Very, very clever man, Dr. Seuss.
Do you like Dr. Seuss?
We have a dance troupe here, Pete, I think.
We do, and I'm not sure who they are.
No?
Can anybody say...
Dance and fitness.
Thank you.
Something I think I need.
Al Dance and Fitness. Thank you very much, Katie.
Oh, Grange Primary School coming up.
Indeed. And a member of the crowd has just burst through the ranks.
Crowd or fan club? I think fan club. Want autographs. I think that might be Wizard of Oz there.
Uh-huh. Where's the tin? Oh, I can see the Tin Man. Yes, yep. I was Tin Man once. Did you know that? Yes, it's definitely the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Three Little Pigs as well. Other books are available, yes.
I thought that was Spider-Man, but that's just the design of his T-shirt.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What have we got coming up? Oh, we've got another majorette troupe.
Yes.
Cool. This is going on.
It's fantastic.
It is.
Isn't it?
I thought it would be a 10-minute thing, but no.
No, no. It's got to be one of the longest for a long time, I would think.
Yeah. Let's see if I can grab anyone.
Who are they? Dancing Through Life. Never heard of those. You?
That's you. I've got co-manager of Felixstowe & Welwyn coming over to say hello live on Felixstowe Radio. How are you, Stuart?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. Jamie, just following the girls.
What hat on today, sir?
I've got my father hat on today.
And what you've walked with?
Walking with my daughter's dance school.
Fantastic, and they all look brilliant, mate.
Thank you very much.
And I'll see you on the 9th, because I'm coming.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Thank you.
No worries. Yeah, see you, mate. All the best. Cheers. And here's Gail from the Honey Cubs. Come say hello. You on Felixstowe Radio?
Hello, hello, Felixstowe Radio.
How you doing?
Hi.
Fantastic.
I'm brilliant. Cheers. That was a Felixstowe Rugby Club. Oz. Sorry. Oz, you want to say hello? Radio?
What am I saying?
Badgers! Badgers. That is Oz from the Rugby Club. And here they come on their float.
Yes, dressed in black and white.
And there's the Honey Cubs at the front. We're live on the radio. Jessica, there's my niece on a float there with her friends.
Hello, Jamie's niece.
And of course, they've got a badger at the back. Hello, badger.
And there's Katie.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, was the rugby club bibbing their horn.
And we're nearly coming to the end.
What else we got?
The Felixstowe Coast Patrol Rescue. They do a valuable service. All volunteers. Always looking for volunteers.
And I think with the ambulance at the back, Pete, that might be the end.
I agree, yep.
What a fantastic possession it's been.
It really has been.
Let's have a little look.
Yes, nearly 40 minutes long. This is the last bucket. So if you have any pennies left or whatever, time to get rid of the change in your pocket. And once upon a time, Jamie.
Yep.
There was.
Could be anything you want.
There were two Felixstowe Radio presenters.
Trying to do live commentary.
Yeah, first time ever like this.
Yeah. First for the town, live commentary on the radio.
And it's the first time that Annie has spoke on the radio.
And you've tried to get Annie to speak about 400 times.
That is true, and Sharon's tried as well. But I finally succeeded.
Excellent. Right, we have 1 second. I'm just going to pop out there because I believe. What we got?
Sarah!
Here comes Sarah from the Carnival Committee. We're live on Felixstowe Radio. Do you want to say hello?
Hello. Hello, hello, hello.
How you doing? Yeah, it's all good. Yeah, you're live on air, so...
Oh, am I?
Yeah. Oh. Going all right?
It's going absolutely fantastic. Did you know tonight we've got a drone show going off the pier?
10:30 from the pier, drone show. Yeah. Superb.
Tomorrow night we've got fireworks.
And we've got Queen tomorrow night. And we've got Britpop tonight, yeah, amongst others.
Counterfeit Brits tonight. 8:00.
Sober.
I'm giving away free books.
Are you?
And programs. All sorts of different books in the back.
Here you are. Superb. Because it's a book theme, isn't it? Lovely. Nice to speak to you. And I hope the rest of the day and weekend goes well for you. Right, I think, Pete, that's probably us done.
Well, yes. An invigorating experience.
Yes. So we are Pete and Jamie. That's like... to little Ronnie, isn't it?
Well, it is, yes. So it's goodbye from me.
And a goodbye from me, but we're still live from the Triangle until 3 p.m. So I'm now going to hand back to Dave Francis, who's going to put some tunes on for you. Thanks for listening to the first ever live broadcast of The Procession.
On 107.5 FM, felixstowradio.org.uk, or via your smart speaker, in association with Astral Global Logistics, this is Felixstowe Radio.